97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. TNA Wrestling. Bobby Roode is on the line. Bobby, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
You sound like you're just waking up, man. It's you've been a busy guy.
I have been busy, but I've been up for a little while. Nice. You know, I'm normally up pretty early, get my day started, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Where am I catching you right now?
I am at my house, actually. I'm back home right now. I'm in Toronto. Leave tomorrow morning to do some live events this weekend in Montreal, Quebec. So, yeah, kind of my home country this weekend, so it's kind of nice.
Very cool. Very cool. I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to be honest, dude. I've been a wrestling guy since I was a kid. I grew up on the stuff, you know, and it wasn't just... You know, and it wasn't just the company in the Northeast. You know, I grew up watching the NWA and the WCW. Like, I always watched a little bit of everything. And for the first time in a long time, last week I tuned in to TNA Impact on Spike TV, and it came out and Sting walked out. And Sting was like my guy growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he brings you out, and you know you're in the main event at the pay-per-view next weekend against Kurt Angle. I'll tell you what, man, they literally are rolling out the red carpet for you, man. They're giving you a huge, huge, huge push, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been going well, and you know it's something that you know, getting into the business is something that I always wanted to aspire to. You know, to be a main event guy, to be, you know, a guy like Sting. So. You know, at that moment for Sting to call me out and say the words that he said and just to, like you said, put me over that way was almost surreal. And, you know, this is a big test for me, and this is an even bigger moment in my career and in my life, you know, these next couple of weeks and leading up to the Bound for Glory match against Kurt Angle for the World Heavyweight title. You know, it's something that I've dreamed about for the last... really, since I was a 7-year-old kid, 8-year-old kid, but for the last 13 years of my career, it's something that I've always wanted to aspire to.
We're talking to Bobby Roode, TNA Wrestling, Impact tonight on Spike TV, and Bound for Glory next weekend on pay-per-view, where he takes on Kurt Angle for the title. How did you get into wrestling? Did you go to a school? How did your journey get to where you are today in TNA?
Well, my journey was kind of a little bit unique. You know, I always, you know, growing up in Canada, of course, I was always a huge,
Bret Hart
hockey fan.
Okay.
You know, and hockey was my first love, and I played, real competitive hockey till I was about 19 years old and always dreamed of playing in the NHL someday. But I was a wrestling fan, like I said, from 7 or 8 years old, you know, watching wrestling every weekend with my dad and you know, going to wrestling events whenever it came to town and you know, I was the guy with all the action figures and the posters. You know, I was the wrestling fan, and it was something that I always wanted to try. And a friend of mine, Sean Morley, who was Val Venus, started training me. He was actually from my hometown as well, so we became friends. You know, he started training me a little bit. He had a ring, and you know, basically, honestly, this isn't to toot my own horn, but I picked up on it real quick. I was a natural, you know, I after that with Sean, he went on, of course, to bigger and better things, and I met his friend named Shane Sewell, who was his tag partner in Puerto Rico for years.
Okay.
And Shane trained me for about 3 or 4 months, and in 1998, and after those 3 months were up, I got booked in my very first match in June 1998, and pretty much the rest is history.
And a lot of times, and the thing that people don't know, it's not like you wake up and all of a sudden you're a wrestler and all of a sudden you're on TV every week and whatever. It's a long, hard, physical, demanding, mentally demanding road to get from, you know, the first time you walk into the ring to, you know, this next weekend where you headline a pay-per-view.
Absolutely. You know, that's, you know, especially, I know it was a hard road for me to get where I was at, but even nowadays it's even tougher. You know, it's with only the two major companies and, you know, the independent scene being so light and not a lot of great places to work and you know, very few places to even learn properly. It's a tough road, but, you know, I really challenged myself. I put myself out there, made a name for myself and really, you know, sacrificed a lot of things in my life. I left home early and went on the road and, you know, I was away from my family for a while and, you know, didn't make a lot of money and starved for a while. But, you know, it was one of those things that kind of, I knew that we kind of went along with the territory. It was one of the territory, one of the things that I was taught when I was training wasn't just, you know, how to wrestle. It was the things you learn outside of the business and the struggles you have to go through to make it. And, you know, I sacrificed those things, and, you know, thank God I'm here today and where I'm at. So,
absolutely.
Like I said, though, it's a tough road.
You know, and it's funny. Again, we're talking to Bobby Roode, TNA Wrestling, Impact tonight on Spike TV, and, of course, Bound for Glory next weekend on pay-per-view. My next question was, as you know, get into one of the big two, I would imagine that there's one of the big culture shocks, and maybe you got this from Val Venus, was the fact there's a lot of politicking and there's a lot of campaigning as far as who gets the pushes and this, that, and the other. Was that a big surprise to you at all, or did you kind of have that feeling going in?
No, like I said, my training was very unique. It was, you know, thankfully for me, I was very one-on-one, so I got to learn a lot of things, all the secrets within the business and what to expect when I got into certain businesses, and how to actually carry myself in a locker room and in front of people in power and things like that, which helped me immensely. You know, so it wasn't a big culture shock. It wasn't anything that I wasn't expected to see, but it's definitely at times is quite shocking how thick the politicking is in certain places. And I'm not going to say that I saw that a lot in TNA, but even in smaller independent areas where I went and learned and went to different places where the writers of the show would be I hate to say writers of the show because it wasn't TV, but the bookers of the shows would be their top guy, and the, you know, it was just, you know, it's just the way that the wrestling business is. If you're
sure.
You have power, you're going to obviously power yourself to be the big star. So it was just something that unfortunately, that's just the way the business is. But, you know, I was able to work through that and go from there.
Absolutely. Talking to Bobby Roode, Impact, Spike TV tonight, TNA Wrestling, and, of course, Bound for Glory, taking on Kurt Angle coming up next weekend on pay-per-view. I appreciate the time this morning. I know you're a very busy guy. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
All right,
here we go. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Don't have a DVR. No time for TV.
Favorite toy as a child?
My action figure. My wrestling action figures.
You're on the road a lot. You stop at the convenience store. What are your go-to snacks?
Go-to snacks? Usually raw almonds and a... sometimes I'll get those little... Depending on if it's the end of the wrestling loop, it's usually the little powdered donuts.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Boom. It was Motorhead, Raising Hell.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Legs.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My iPod.
One match you know you're going to have a fantastic match with him every single time. Who is your opponent?
Kurt Angle.
And that's happening next weekend, Bound for Glory on pay-per-view. And, of course, tonight, Spike TV, Impact, TNA Wrestling's Bobby Roode. Bobby, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all the success, and enjoy the push, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Bobby Roode, everybody, TNA Wrestling. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.